French and Indian?
No.
Beg pardon? What do you have in mind?
I said civil.
Oh. Well, yes, it would have been before the Civil War.
Is that the usual term for it?
The Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
War between the states?
Yeah, is there any difference? I mean, do you find both those terms around here? Or?
Yeah, well, we refer to it as the Civil War.
Uh-huh. That's something that a senior colleague of mine who's working on this, too, has done some. He's done an article of different names, and it's in here. That's why I was deliberately not remembering. I think, particularly in the South, there are different names for it. The connotations, I think, of the war between the states and Civil War are slightly different, I mean, obviously. I think the official name that the United States Archives have it is the War of the Rebellion.
Yeah, it's
did you ever hear that around here?
Oh, yes, but not as commonly as the Civil War.
Yeah, I think it's probably as time goes by. You know,
now, I'm of German descent,
uh-huh.
And there was, when I was small, about school age, we had a one-room school within about 300-400 feet of our house. When my older brother went to school, he spoke all German. The teacher was confused. And, of course, I spoke English when I went to school. They closed that one-room school and made me walk 2.5 miles to Dunville, which
mm-hmm.
was what this place was called before it was known as Tech, Dunville.
I'm curious about the spelling of with the two F's. Where does the name come from? Is it
the name originates there was a man by the name of Taft.
Yeah.
He was brother-in-law of I.D. Dunn, one of the early pioneer settlers in this township.
Mm-hmm.
And he honored his brother-in-law, Mr. Taft, by naming the post office after him, which was never called the Dunville Post Office. It was always called the Taft Post Office, even
when the town was named Dunville.
When the town was Dunville.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, it was said that the mail service was having problems with Danville, Indiana, and Dunville. And the people here were asked to have the name Dunville changed to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was changed to Taft, to go along with the Taft Post Office.
Mm-hmm.
But this Mr. Taft was a professor, I think, at Asbury College, which is now DePaul University at Greencastle.
Mm-hmm.
And I.D. Dunn was a student there at one time when he came to Indiana. He enrolled at Asbury College and was there 6 years, and part of that time he was a teacher.
Well, Mr. Taft was also ambassador to Sweden under Lincoln?
Yeah.
So.
He was ambassador to Sweden under Abraham Lincoln.
Huh.